Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the Sonoma Fire Department with your community comment. You may have noticed I'm doing this one wearing a different hat. I want to cover a few more electrical topics, and I just can't tie these to weather, so I'm doing this one wearing my fire department hat. I've covered your electrical system's ground that protects you from lightning strikes, and ground fault circuit protection that can protect you from getting electrocuted if your house is flooded. Now I want to talk about some circuit protection that can reduce the chances of your electrical system starting a fire. This is called arc fault circuit protection, and it is now required on most of the electrical system in newer homes, but does not exist in most older homes. Here's what it does. Let's say that a wood rat gets in your attic and chews through the outer covering of some of your wires so that two bare wires are now exposed and near each other. If this happens, then the electrical current can jump from one wire to the other, traveling through open air over a very small distance. Think of a tiny little lightning bolt going from one wire to the other. This is called arcing. And if this happens near some combustible material, then a fire can start. Arc fault circuit breakers will sense that this arc is occurring and turn the electricity off in an attempt to avoid starting a fire. But regular circuit breakers have no way of knowing if an arc is occurring, and therefore they will just keep passing electricity through the wire. Other ways for an arc to occur include a malfunction in something you plug into the wall. So anything from Christmas lights to a TV or a computer or whatever. Now, fortunately, it's not terribly difficult to add arc fault circuit breakers to an older home. But again, this is definitely a job for a qualified electrician. Now, to wrap up my treatment of electrical system safety, I want to mention that if you're building a new home or you're doing a major remodel, add way more plug outlets than is required by the code. On my project, I'm putting two duplex receptacles, so four plugs total, at every place that I install a receptacle. And I'm installing these at a lot of carefully thought out locations. This is to ensure that there's never any temptation to use extension cords or expanders, which are those little things that convert one plug into three, to fit all the stuff we want to plug into the wall. Extension cords and expanders are also a source of house fires. And remember this, electrical systems cause about 10% of house fires, but they account for about 20% of house fire deaths, probably because they can happen at 2 o'clock in the morning when everyone's asleep. And noting that electrical fires are much less common in newer homes, it just makes sense to consider doing some upgrades to your older home. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.